Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Well, we don't normally have guests in quite as early as this, but I'm joined by Roxanne from CamCycle. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Ian.
Hello. And there's a reason why you've come in so early, isn't there?
That's right. So as soon as I'm finished here, I've got to get on my bike and catch up with our CamCycle volunteers who are doing the recce ride. And that is the ride that we have today to go and check the route for the Reach ride, sweep up any debris, put up the signs and get everything ready. So I'm already behind, but I'm sure I'll catch up to them.
So if you see somebody in the kind of Mill Road, Guider Street area cycling like mad at about 10:15, that'll be Roxanne. Whereabouts on the route do you think they'll be when you catch up with them?
Oh, I won't have to cycle too mad because I'm lucky I've got our electric cargo bike today, so I'll be relaxed. I think they'll be just past Ditton Meadows by the time I catch up to them,
okay.
So not too far.
And are some of them listening now, do you think?
Who knows? I'm sure we've got volunteers at home who aren't on the recce ride today, but they'll be helping out on Monday. So hello and thank you to all our volunteers if they have managed to tune in.
Yeah, so I suppose what we should do is just kind of frame this. Tell us if you can. This is what we call your elevator pitch. You imagine we've got into the lift, you've got 30 seconds to tell me, what is the Reach Ride?
Right, so the Reach Ride is an event that's organised by Cambridge Cycling Campaign, by our volunteers. It starts at the Guildhall and we cycle from the Guildhall to the fair in Reach, and we have 2 hours at the fair before we then cycle back again. And it's been going on for, I think we're up to 11 or 12 years now, but this journey to Reach from Cambridge has been happening for centuries. And so it's a tradition for the mayor from Cambridge to go to Reach to open the fair. The mayor's not cycling with us this year, but he will be there at the opening wishing us good luck.
Excellent. And anybody can join, is that right?
Anybody can join. This is a free ride. It's family friendly. It is leisurely. It is casual. This is not a Lycra racing kind of thing. Well, we've had people in onesies, although I don't think we'll have that this Monday.
Bit warm.
So it's really relaxed and casual. Anybody can join. There's quite a few points along the way that people can join from, and I can tell you about those as well. And, you know, we're expecting a record turnout this year, so I wouldn't be surprised if we're up to 800-900 people joining us.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that sounds quite something. This is Bank Holiday Monday. Yeah, tell us about those points. So if you can't make it into the centre of Cambridge to start from there, what other points on the route can you join?
Right. So the main departure is Guildhall on Market Street, and we start meeting there around 9 a.m, but we depart at 10 a.m. sharp. So that's where we'll have the speeches and sort of the grand departure. But we've also got departures from Eddington. So they're leaving there at about 9:15. So get there for 9 a.m. So we've got a few volunteers helping people from Eddington come in to Guildhall for the main departure. We've got quite a few families who meet at Green Dragon Bridge, and we've got someone who will have the CamCycle flag there, although I don't think you'll miss all the cargo bikes and trailer bikes and tandem bikes that you'll see down at Green Dragon Bridge. There's also a departure from Fulbourn. That's at 10 a.m. at the Hat and Rabbit, which was formerly the Baker's Arms. And so they'll be moving to the Newmarket Road Park and Ride departure. So the ride passes Newmarket Park and Ride at about 10:30. So we pick up people there as well, and quite a few people join from Newmarket Road Park and Ride, and especially if they've sort of got to drive from somewhere else, they can park there and get the bikes out. We also have a departure from Ely. So Ely Cycling Campaign actually cycle all the way from Ely to the fair in Reach and then back to Ely. So it's a different route. But what we find a lot of people like to do is catch the train from Cambridge to Ely, then do the Ely ride to Reach, and then from Reach come back with us to Cambridge. So that departs at 10 a.m. from Jubilee Gardens. We've also got people joining us from King's Lynn, Lynn Cycling Campaign, or the Norfolk and Fen Cycling Campaign. They're getting on the train at 7:50 a.m. at Lynn Station. I also know we've got people from London, and I tell you what, we had people from all over the UK last year, so who knows?
Sounds like it's going to be quite a thing. And I'm on breakfast here on the Monday morning, so I'll be interested to hear how you get along. There are a couple of things, though. You did mention when you came in, because it's going to be glorious weather, we think, on Monday, which is great, but there are some important things, safety things that people need to remember, don't they?
Absolutely. It is a distance. It's certainly doable. We have quite young children doing it, but in this weather, it's going to be really important that you bring water, bring enough water for the journey there and back. I'm sure you can top up at Reach somewhere, but bring water, bring your sunblock, hats, shade, sleeves, you know, we don't want everybody getting burnt and dehydrated. So come prepared for the conditions. Make sure you also check your bike over before you come, check the brakes, get those tyres pumped up, put in some puncture repair kits and a few basic tools, because sometimes we do get a few thorns on the path. So Sure. Punctures do happen. But this year, for the first time, we're actually being joined by Outspoken Cycles bike mechanics.
Oh, right.
So they will be following along. So you know, if you've got anything quite disastrous, hopefully they can help. But make sure you bring along a bit of spare cash so you can buy some food and drinks at the fair. But also, if you need to get some parts you didn't think to bring, Outspoken can help you with that as well.
Sounds excellent. Well, listen, Roxanne, thank you ever so much for coming in. And just before you go, you did mention a bit of exciting news happening for Cam Cycle, because it's just you at the moment, isn't it? But it's not going to be that way from Wednesday. Is that right?
That's right. So at the moment, I am the only staff member for Cam Cycle. It's been that way for 3 years. And I tell you what, I'm ready for some help. And we're very fortunate that we've had some funding. And we are now hiring our second staff member. And she will start on Wednesday. And that's all I can tell you right now, but it's our communications and community officer. And if you just can't wait to find out more, we'll be doing a Facebook Live at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, so you can tune in then and see who our new hire is. And don't you worry, we'll be getting her into the studio soon, so Cambridge 105 listeners can learn more.
Well, you make sure you send Julian details as well, and then it can feature on our news on Drive on Wednesday. How about
Sounds
that?
Great.
Okay, Roger, well, listen, have a lovely time on Monday. Looks like you're going to have glorious weather, and hopefully, as a result of talking about it here on Cambridge 105 Radio, a few more people will join you.
Absolutely. And I can't jump off without putting in a pitch. This is done by Cam Cycle volunteers. If you care about more, better and safer cycling, make sure you join Cam Cycle. It's our members that make these things possible.